Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me it knocks everything off. Right, came to chop it up with the family for a little bit. Wage was good. You said, if you said 55 cents, I would have thought they finally gave me a C-Mac. You stupid. Let's wait for the family to get in here, man. Oh, man, I hope you're having a great weekend, you know? A lot of shit going on out here, man. Just gonna wait for the build up. Nigga, 59 cents for some chicken, okay? Only thing I wanna say is, man, look, if they would have said 55 cents, then maybe they asking for too much now. Let me stop. But nigga, what the fuck is going to be in that chicken? I tell you one thing. I know motherfuckers going to be having parties tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. And I'm not even going front. Shit, I might take my ass to Popeye's my damn self. I don't know. But y'all remember that, you know, when the chicken sandwiches and shit first came out, right? You see how big that line was. You could just imagine what's going to happen tomorrow, man. You know? My audio is distorted. Thank you for telling me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let me check some out. Oh, okay. Okay. Is that better? Thank you for letting me know. Is the mic, is this better? Thank you, YouTube watcher. Is this better? I will hope so. Is it good? Hello. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. But we're going to talk about a few things, man. I just wanted to, you know, to bring this to y'all attention. You know what I mean? Just in case y'all having some little difficulties with food or whatever for tomorrow, little parties, little cookouts, or, you know what I'm saying? I already know there's going to be a lot of people here, but I just want to say something. 59 cents. At every location that they are at in the United States or wherever they're going to be, like wherever they station at, right? What the fuck is in that chicken, okay? You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking about that. And you know it's a high demand for chicken. That shit is not real chicken, but it tastes good like a motherfucker. Listen, it starts tomorrow. I just want to ask the question, is anybody going tomorrow? Is anybody going? I know I might. I'm not even going front. I'll probably get me a motherfucking, like, 50 fucking drumsticks or some shit like that. I don't know, but I'm damn sure, you know, I don't even know. That shit is tempting. You know when it comes down to chicken, black people is tempted like a motherfucker, right? Oh, man, that shit is crazy. But this, yo, I thought about this when did I save it? Hold on, let me refresh my screen. I think I saved it. Did I? Come on, baby. This is exactly what the fuck I thought of. This shit right here. This shit.
My new fried chicken, that is. Shows up. I used to work for the Pentagon. Now I help you to get your chicken off. And for a limited time only, order an 8-piece nappy meal and get a 32-ounce...
I don't trust that shit either. Sweet potato pie, little thick ass.
Introducing the Nappy Meal from GFC. This chicken is the bomb.
Listen, that shit reminds me of that. Y'all remember this shit. Y'all know about the fucking the chicken sandwich. I'm not going front. That shit is good than the motherfucker, though. I don't know if it's the pickles. I don't know if it's the motherfucking bread. That shit is good. I'm going to keep it a buck. It took me a long time to get a sandwich. Like, I probably started. That shit came out of 2019 with this little epidemic shit, right? With the chicken, like, just out of nowhere. You know what I mean? That shit came out of nowhere, right? I ate a chicken sandwich like in 2021, where it was born. I ain't eat not near nothing from Popeyes the whole 2019, the whole 2020. But I ain't gonna front, I did taste that shit last year though, okay? And probably like a few weeks ago, to be honest, like three weeks ago I had some. But 59 cents, in all seriousness, man, 59 cents. And listen. Don't eat the Popeye's chicken sandwich. It's a setup. I know because this lady right here ain't say shit about the sandwich yet. And this bitch ain't come out. I ain't see a commercial yet. Okay? About this motherfucking 59 cent for chicken? Look, it says here, right? On June 12th, which is tomorrow, Popeye's is offering a throwback deal for the iconic fried chicken that helped the fast food restaurant gain notoriety half a century ago. At participating locations, 2-piece of chicken will be available for 59 cents, the same price as in 1972. Here's the catch. The deal has a $5 minimum order and is only available through the Popeye's app and Popeye's.com. Ain't that some bullshit? It's always a catch to some, but it's 59 cents. And you know there's a big demand for chicken. A big demand. A big fucking demand for chicken, family. Every motherfucker wears. So you got to count the Crown Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Chinese restaurant, the stores, supermarkets. You know what I mean? What other places? All other places that sell fucking chicken. Now, you know damn well, nigga, it's something in there, but I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all. I waited for the hype to go down, they brought it. Me too, shit. What's up, Maz? What's good? They're going to be going crazy just like they did with them damn chicken sandwich. I already know. I see that shit happening tomorrow. Nigga, it's probably going to be people sleeping outside. You know, like the Jordan sneakers. Black people, y'all niggas need to wake up. Do not do that shit, okay? But I might check out that app tomorrow. I don't know. But any motherfucking way. Everybody make sure y'all have a safe weekend and shit like that. Y'all enjoy yourself, man. I just came to just chop it up on it. I put a video up on Monique's sister, right? Biological sister. Yo, she definitely said some shit about her. I don't know if y'all seen it already, but it's on my YouTube. Like, she really went in on Monique. And then Monique does have kids. Where is her children? It seems like you talking about you talking about other people's children. Where are yours? Like, so something must be going on. And she called Monique's husband her daddy. I mean, her wife. That's her wife and shit. He said, I grew up eating Popeyes. I don't care for the sandwich. It's too salty. The chicken used to be so good. Yeah, this shit was popping. This shit was popping. I mean, Kentucky Fried Chicken was way better, but Popeyes did give them a run for their money, though. I keep it a buck. They definitely give them a run for their money, man. But that I don't know. I don't trust it, though, to be honest. That's soliciting like a motherfucker. You know black people. We love some motherfucking chicken, family. You already know. You know, I just wanted to just chop it up on that. But this shit right here, I'm definitely not going to play this video, but this the dude who's from Los Angeles, man, a drill rapper. He used to, he's from Los Angeles, but he used to live in Chicago. Yeah, man, they robbed him and shot him right in here. That was crazy. And I'm not even going to play it, but that shit right there was real crazy. Real fucking crazy, man. And like I said, at the end of the day, you know, if you got a chain, you know what I'm saying, and you know, you getting money like how he said, you getting money or whatever, you count so much paper, you getting paper cuts, if somebody roll up on you and you're in unfamiliar territory, son, in the Bronx, come on, son. Nigga, Bronx is a whole different species out there. Bronx is different. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely different. You know what I'm saying? You said 59 cents for monkeypox chicken. Step 59 cents Corona monkeypox chicken. Step right up. You stupid. Oh shit. But what was I saying? Yeah. You know, if you have money like that and you go buy jewelry, you go buy that shit again. Just do that. If niggas roll up on you, give that shit up. You fighting on some shit that you could buy again. Nigga, you can't buy your life back. Now it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, son. It's really getting real hectic out here. And it's you know, it's just sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. It's real sad. It's definitely real sad that that's what's going on. And it seemed like all these rappers, so-called rappers, these niggas is targets. When you, like, in your music, you talking about shitting on niggas, right? You talking about haters. You talking about fucking the next nigga bitch and this, that, and the third. Niggas is hungry out here. And like I said, the streets, man, like they don't love, they eat. You know what I'm saying? They definitely eat by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely God bless. You know, rest in peace. Money Gang, Vontae, and what's his name, FBG, Cash, Duck, all of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting real, it's real crazy out here, man. I hope to see, oh yeah, fan base. Everybody, please make sure you go to fan base. I'm setting up my account there. So like how we here, we could go to fan base and we could talk. It's like Clubhouse. So we all can just chime in. No video. It's just like Clubhouse. Fan base is like Instagram and Clubhouse and other shit combined. You know what I'm saying? It's really dope. It's a dope app. I just got it up. I ain't really post anything yet. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to monetize it, you can start making money immediately through the likes and stuff like that. Fanbase.app. Yo, Matt, call in real quick. Call in real quick and talk about fan base. I was on it. It's a real good app. Two people already followed me on there as well, too, from the last broadcast. I think like four, excuse me. Let me put the number in real quick. Hold on, let me put the number in. Call in real quick, Mac, and talk about the fan base real quick. It's a real dope app, man, and it's better than is. I promise you, it's gonna be better than Instagram, especially for the ones who's trying to make money as well on there. Like, they kind of shadow ban people on there. To say, like, if you have a million some followers, sometimes you may not get a million something views. And when you post on Instagram, it's a reason for that. And the CEO of it is going to, I have it. I'm going to show you the video in 1 second. Let me just put this in real quick, right? Here's the number. Thank you, Tay Jules. I appreciate it. Calling in real quick, Mac. The number's right there on the screen. Come on, computer. There we go. So calling in real quick and talk to the people about it. And let me just give you an idea of what it is. This is the CEO, if I'm not mistaken, our fan base. Here we go.
Oh, current social media platforms like Instagram. Instagram was fun until about 2014, right? That's when they started running ads. And so because you could go viral, you could wind up with a million followers in a day. It was popping. Somebody might say something, go viral. It's like, yo, I got like 300,000 followers in a day, right? It doesn't work that way anymore. That's because Instagram and Facebook are built around advertising. And so I tell people all the time, and people are like, I never thought of that. I was like, why would Instagram let you reach a million people when they charge people to reach a million people? So they can't do that, right? If you go to your iPhone right now and try to boost your post on Instagram, it'll take you $10,000 to reach the minimum of a million people. And you may or may not.
All right, I got you, Mac. Hold on.
Right? So if you got 20 million followers, you think that every time you post a photo, Instagram is going to send that to 20 million people? If you could do that every single time, then what I said before was it was cool when it was just text and photo. Once the video gets involved, now you're a network. You know, like I said, 18 million people watch Sunday Night Football during football season. NBC charges $860,000 for a 30-second spot. So if you could post a video on Instagram and it reached 18 million people, you could charge $860,000 every time you did that. But guess what happens? The brands will come and pay you and not pay Instagram. So for that very reason, they have to limit the amount of people that see your content so they can make money. On current social media platforms like Instagram. Instagram was fun until about 2014, right? And that's when they started running ads. And so because you could go viral, you could.
All right. Thank you. What's your name? Just follow me on fan base. Just put in All Viral Access Media all together, no spaces. And just follow me. Make sure you hit the love sign. So hit, definitely follow me. Everybody go to fan base right now. Download the app. Believe me, trust me, y'all gonna like it. I'm not gonna steer you wrong. Go to fan base, pull up the app. You can do it on the desktop as well, but you have to download the app. You know what I mean? It's better for you to download the app. You can do it on the desktop, but it's not gonna give you all the functions or features as the app. So download the app, fan base right now. Make sure you put in All Viral Access Media and make sure you follow me, all right? And subscribe and all that. All right, let me put my boy Mac on the phone. Your Mac, explain to them what the fan base is about. Let's get straight to it.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me up.
What's good, brother? What's
up? Man, I'm good, yo. You know, Isaac Hayes III, he's the owner of it. You know, he got the app open, and it's basically a juggernaut, yo. It's going to take over. It's the move of the future, yo. You don't even have to worry about if you got followers or not. Just come on over there. You can migrate your IG and TikTok. So just come on in there and have some fun, you know, and make sure you show your presence. Let them know, like, say, you know, Mike from All Viral Access Media and Coach Mac, you know, thank you for showing us, you know what I'm saying, so we can come over that joint and really make a presence because, you know, All Viral Access Media is going to make a strong presence over there along with the members that we have already. So, trust me, we about to come over that joint and act out on this app. We ain't got to be, you know, negative. Everything be positive. You have a great time. You can make money. So come on over. And the app is, fanbase.app. Don't download the fanbase.com. That's the wrong one. It's fanbase.app. So you got to go to either Android or, you know, iOS joint. It worked better on iOS. That's a heads up for everybody that who is with the iPhone mob. So, but yeah, I just want to let y'all know that.
He looked just like fucking Isaac Hayes. He, like a little, you know what I mean? A little bit. A person. That's his grandchild
hey,
or something?
Hey, he proud of his daddy, man. I ain't mad at him. Hey, his daddy was good to him, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of, you know, any type of time apart, he loved his dad. He you know what I'm saying? He older now, so he know what's up. But Isaac's a good dude. I'm telling you, y'all get on there and make sure you follow, you know what I'm saying, Isaac and fan base. So that way, whenever he open up the room, you'll get the notification and then just come in the room. And when he see the new faces, he's going to pull you up. And a lot of times what he'll do is he'll give out, like, I think, like 1,000 hearts to people that's up on the stage with him. So, hey, it's your chance. Come up that joint and you know, make you some money, man. Don't let nobody, you know, make you feel any type of way. If you want to do it and you feel like you want to start being a content creator, this is your opportunity. You don't have to pay nothing. You know what I'm saying? The only thing you got to pay for is if you want to participate with giving people hearts. You know what I'm saying? If you're giving hearts, just remember, what you give is what you get, right? So if you're not a get in there, you're not a market, that's your marketing money, that little $10, $20 you might spend on hearts. But that's your marketing money, you know, the, you know, network with people, meet people. But I'll show you how to get up there. Just look for Coach Mac when you get up there. I'll help y'all out.
Absolutely. Now, what's your thoughts about this goddamn this Popeye selling chicken for 59 cents to celebrate its 50th anniversary? It's a lot of fucking chicken, family.
I mean, nah, I ain't gonna get all suspect on them like that, because you gotta remember, it's a lot of black owners of Popeye, so more than we think it is. A lot of black owners. So
of course, what like, process of making the chicken, the process of getting the chicken is still from the same company, the same ingredients and so forth and so on. But go ahead.
I mean, it's a 50-year anniversary, so you got to think about business terms. It's a hellfire write-off for the day. You know what I mean? It's only one day. It's not like they're doing a joint a week or something. They're doing it for one day. So, I mean, if they were doing it for more than one day, then I might be real suspect about it. But being
it's run is from, hold on, it's from until June, customers have until June 19th to place their throwback orders.
Take that back.
So that's 7 days, so a whole week, son. A whole week of fucking.
Yeah, just hey, and then all this shit going around, man. Just cook your food at home. If you're booing out to cook, just cook some good food, man. Enjoy your family. Because I don't know what's up with this monkeypox shit. It's like every time you turn around, they spin the wheel and be like, which one we going to come out with next? You know what I mean? So, hey, I'm safer at home with my family. I'm good with that. You know, as long as I can get what I need, I'm good.
Look, anybody, if you see anybody walking the streets with a long sleeve shirt and some long ass pants or a turtleneck and it's hot outside, that nigga got that monkeypox. Don't give no pounds, no hugs. Nigga, keep your distance. If I see a nigga with a hoodie on and he ain't trying to rob nothing and it's fucking 90-something degrees, yeah, cross the street, family. No pounds. Give that nigga your foot. Give that nigga that with your sneaker, okay? Shit is crazy out here.
It is. So crazy. But, yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate everybody that, you know, that's coming in, showing out. You know what I'm saying? It's a great show. And come on over there to, you know, fan base with Mike, man, so we can have a big-ass room. Just come to that joint, have fun.
Trust
we all
me,
get to talk.
Trust me, I promise you, y'all going to like it. Everybody engaging, everybody talking. See how y'all typing? We can all just chop it up. So it's dope. It's dope. It's not like that, you know, what you call it, Clubhouse and everybody being all ignorant and all that shit. We can just laugh, talk about serious shit, and you can monetize at the same time. And I see you, Mega Bills, for following me on there as well. So everybody, again, make sure you go to fanbase.app. Please download it. Make sure you look up All Viral Access Media, no spaces, all together. Follow, subscribe, give me them hearts. And especially, not to be long-winded, when we have those real serious discussions and I don't have to fucking delete my live, we could go there as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And chop it up. So that's good. Go ahead.
And the beauty part is, look, and the beautiful part is we can have private rooms, all of that shit to talk.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Don't have to worry about
yeah.
it. You know, people that don't have like minds, if we don't want that in there, we can have a private room. And you know, as long as we're following each other, we can ping each other to the room. So you're going to like this. And I'm not gonna act like the app don't have some people that's already on Clubhouse be coming over there starting shit, because Clubhouse already mad that this app is popping. I'm going to just tell y'all that right now. They mad already because, first of all, they don't like a black owner owning some shit. And if that company was so small, then why is Instagram and Twitter and everybody trying to steal their ideas? You know what I mean? So you know anything we have, we can get that shit popping. So you know it's about to be popping over there, y'all.
Definitely make sure y'all support. Make sure y'all go over there and download the app. You know what I'm saying? It's black-owned business. You know what I'm saying? So most definitely, y'all be ahead of the curve.
And I support back.
You know what I'm saying? You set the trend.
Straight up,
set the trend. You know what I mean? So let them follow you on there. Y'all get what I'm saying? So we on top. We have something that nobody's not even really privy to, and that's going to be better than Club and Instagram. So we ahead of the curve. So download that shit. That's a fact.
Hell yeah. Hey, look, if you a gamer, man, you can really get up that joint, link your Twitch and all of that, and start
right.
killing the game. You know? Like I said, it's a whole platform where you don't have to pay a bunch of money or nothing. It's free. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only thing you pay for is if you're participating with giving away hearts. And like I said, if you're a business mind, you look at that as your promotion money. You know what I mean? Because you want to make an impact. And then for don't be a thirsty dude. I'm going to tell y'all that then. Don't go up there being thirsty and giving away thousands of hearts to chicks, you know, trying to get some ass and shit. Man. Don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't really care for Clubhouse either, you know what I mean, because of the negativity and so much of that going on. But like I said, over here, you have the power to avoid that shit if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? You can start your own room, ping whoever like-minded with you, and y'all have a great time. You know, I'm not going to lie, if y'all don't see me on there a lot, it's because I'm in either the crowdfunding, the Wall Street room, or I got a private room. So just letting y'all know, I follow back, and definitely, you give hearts, I give them back, you know. So, and
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and they pay out on first each month. So, if you get, like, if your account get over 50 that month, then as long as you don't have a card connected, then it won't pay out, right? I'm just telling you that if you want to see your account build up, you know what I'm saying? Because I made that mistake. I wish I hadn't connected my Stripe account to it, because that joint would have, you know, went up to almost, you know, $200 if I hadn't did that. But it's all good. But they started paying me out, and I'm like, damn, I wanted to leave that in there. So I'm just letting y'all know, like, you can make some money on it. If you got a good skill that you can teach people and you got good information to share, you can make it, yo.
Absolutely, man. Hey, Mac, man, thank you for the call, family. You already know. So you definitely going to make
this
happen.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Hey, man, you know I'm with family, man.
Yeah, you already know. All right, peace, Mike.
All right.
One. Yeah, and thank you, T. Jules, for following me on there. I see Mega that followed me on there, and I think it's Meekness. Thank you for following me on there. Yeah, so definitely do that, man. Be ahead of the curve, man. Believe me, be ahead of the curve. Don't be on there too late. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it too late. Do that shit now. Be ahead of the curve. When everybody get on there, you know, shit gonna be saturated, so be ahead of the curve. So absolutely, make sure y'all go to fanbase.app and make sure y'all download the app now. Put in All Viral Access Media, all of the above. Make sure y'all hit that like as well if y'all would like to show some love to the platform. Donate to the platform, that'll be dope. But this shit is lasting from June 12th tomorrow to the 19th. That's gonna be a lot of motherfucking chicken, some 3D chicken, like somebody else said in here. As much as I'm tasting the chicken in my mouth right now, pause, and that shit tastes good in the motherfucker, I don't trust that motherfucker, okay? I mean, I might get a little piece of skin to see if the skin tastes, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. 59 cents. Spend $5. Come on, son. Okay? I don't know, man. The phone lines is open. Anybody have any thoughts on that, man? Please do call in, man. What's everybody plans for this weekend, man? You know, what's y'all plans for this weekend? What y'all got going on tonight? I'm pretty sure some of y'all gonna shake your ass tonight. Somebody getting their thigh rub. You know what I'm saying? Somebody doing something tonight, man. So I'm trying to enjoy myself tonight myself, man. Go clear my head and shit. You know what I mean? Get up out of here for a minute. So, you know, that's my plans for the night. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's pretty much it. I've been on Fanbase for over a year. I uploaded promos for the album, but that's it. Now I'm going to really start using it. Yeah, use that shit. So, all right. So you was already ahead of the curve. That's what's up, Mega. Absolutely. See, that's what I'm saying. That shit going to pop off, man. That shit going to pop. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to even interview the guy, too. I'm going to hit him up. I should do that. So I will hit up Isaac Hayes III. Son looks just like Isaac Hayes. Son got the bald head, everything. Salute to him, man. And it's black owned, man. You know, so, you know, support. You heard? Let me see. Again, like, rest in peace to FBG Cash. Oh, yeah. And listen, I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all seen it. There's pictures of him on the ground dead. Like, I seen this shit yesterday. I meant to say it when I did my short commentary on it, but I actually seen the picture of him dead in the grass, man. Crazy. World up. And this is the video of FBG Duck killed right there. This is real crazy out here. And this, what I meant to, I was going to do this, but you know what? I wanted to step away from it and leave it alone because his girl, Juice WRLD's girl, and Juice WRLD was dope. I wasn't a big fan. Like, I heard of his name. I probably heard some of his music, but I, you know, not saying that I would never been a big fan. I just haven't really, tuned into a lot of his music. But what I can say, his freestyle game is crazy, and that shit went viral a few times on Instagram. So he's very talented, dope dude, man, dope. So rest in peace to him. Very talented. His freestyle game was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. But Max Lord, Juice WRLD's producer, claims the label has been threatening him with guns and tried to take all his equipment when Juice died. So here's a couple of things he said. I mean, damn, that shit is mad small. I feel like Fred Sanford. I need my goddamn glasses, okay? But let me pull up my Twitter. Let me see if I can get his girlfriend talked about it too. And I hit her up as well. But when she said, don't put this out, even though she put it out, I wasn't going to do a video on it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't want to get flagged or anything like that. So I just left that shit alone. I let everybody else talk about it. Let me do, what's her name? God damn. Hold on. I'm going to have to unshare real quick so y'all don't have to see my inbox in there. Give me 1 second, everybody. 1 second. Give me a second so I can find her name and I can find the video for y'all. And, I would just say allegedly, what's his name? Little, Bibby. They're saying that they, you know, allegedly, like, they kind of allegedly almost behind what happened to Juice WRLD, because they was trying to, you know, his life was in danger. Her name is Ali Lottie. Let me put that up on Instagram, I mean, on Twitter, and I'm going to share my screen. Y'all just give me 1 second, because I really want y'all to see this video, and I really didn't want to touch it, you know, so hold on. Hopefully she didn't delete it. Did she delete the video? Oh, it's right here. Okay, now I can share my screen. All right. Let's go. Let me go right here. I want to say thank you to who was that? Hold on 1 second. I want to thank, oh, the homie, man. Thank you, NOYB. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you for your donation, family. Much love to you. You know, I appreciate you. Let me share my screen now. Check it out. And I hit her up, too. So I'm going to see if she responds, but I highly doubt it. And I'm just letting y'all know, it's going to be on real soon. It's going to be on, man. And that's all I can say, because usually I talk too much. But it really is. And I really have some things in the works. If it's not going to be this year, I'm trying to do it this year. But I promise you. I promise myself, nigga, next year it's on, man. That's all I'm gonna leave it there. It's just some things, you know, a lot of things always just something always has to come up and shit like that. But I don't want to bore y'all, talk your head off, but it is, man. But check it out. This is Juice WRLD's girl. And I'm going to mute my mic right now. And this is what she had to say. Ooh, shit. That shit is loud. So it's a lot going on, especially contractual wise. And you know the entertainment, man. You already know this business is very evil. Very, very evil. And it's almost like a mafia family. They will kill you for that shit, especially for your publishing. You're worth more dead than alive. Y'all know how that shit go. Now here it goes again. Leaked video shows Juice WRLD's girlfriend, Ali Lottie, a legend. There's more to his death than fans know, and that's she's not safe. Rudy Bibby appears to respond. Now, let me see. Where's Mac? Let me find his name. We gonna get to it. Where we at? Let me go to. Give me 1 second, y'all. For the impatient ones, just work with me, please. I'm impatient myself, so I understand. I'm just waiting for this to load up. And come on, baby. Breast legs die. Sweet potato pie, Jenny's fried chicken. Oh, that shit. All right, where we at? So where did they tell information? This is very Max Lord quick took all Juice studio equipment when he died and a few other things before grade A, considering doing it now. He acts shiesty and lies. He abuses the fact that I have most of Juice songs and, of course, has never addressed the songs. Hold on. I just want to... All right, hold on. Let me share my screen again. Peace, Tisha B. Peace to everybody in the building. I really want to... Max... Hold on. I think I'd rather do it on there because the words may be bigger because these is very small. What's his name? Max Lord, right? Hold on. Let me see if I can find him on here. On Max Lord. Give me 1 second, y'all. Max Lord. Max Lord. Is it one word? Okay. Let me see. Max Lord. No, I don't know if that's Is that him? Let me put a space in it. If anything, we just gonna have to deal with the smaller words. But let me see. Max, Lord. I think. Anyway, Mafia Engineer, Free, Recipes Juice. I think this is the dude. I think this is him. So, all right, let me unshare my screen and share my screen to the other one. Let me make sure, make sure nobody information is shown. All right, let's. All right, it's a lot, man. This Chase Man as a kid is working directly with Ray A G Money and I never wanted to speak like this, but it's getting out. All right, it says so. Where did you get this very detailed and private information from at Chase Master? Couldn't be from a hack, as these were phone conversations 2 years ago. I'm posting here as I still haven't gotten my Twitter account recovered. Disclaimer, I do not believe Bibby to be involved in this matter. I've never wanted to have to speak like this, but it's getting out of hand. I got to really squinch my eyes too. This Chase Master kid is working directly with Grade A, G Money, and Pete to cause distrust and chaos in the Juice World community. He is randomly speaking on things that are verbatim out of their mouths on private phone calls between us. These are things that only G Money and Pete have ever said and could ever relay or relay to anybody else. They called me in March of 2020, threatening me to give them my recording equipment, demanding I come set it up at their house and leave it there, which wasn't even very much gear at the time. I'm sure they can afford the 8,000 worth of my equipment, much if which I built and modded myself because I actually know what it even is. It seems they are trying to smear my name in relation to Juice to get me out of their way. The few other things they mentioned were illegal firearms that they asked me to get rid of, and then changed course and decided they wanted them. They then raided our house, Juice ally Sean, and my own legal residence, only looking to take Juice, remaining jewelry, and watches. I left that house as soon as I heard the news of Juice's death out of fear for my safety from them. On the advice of my attorney, I left behind what belongs to Juice, which wound up in their possession. Now, this Chase, it said, Max Lord quickly took all Juice studio equipment when he died and a few other things before Gray even considered doing it. Now, he acts shiesty and lies on him. He abuses the fact that he has most of Juice songs and, of course, has never addressed selling songs. I recorded this fucking lot, man. Any motherfucker way, my eyes hurt. It's a lot of crazy shit going on, and I just played that shit from his girl. It's a lot going on, all right? But, rest in peace, Juice. You know, sometimes niggas can set niggas up. Could it be the same people? This is just allegedly just yoga stretching. What if, keep it going, just up to your channel. Thank you, Chronic Pain, the Inner Demon. Thank you. Make sure you go follow me on fanbase.app as well. Make sure you go follow me there too, Chronic Pain, fanbase.app. Make sure you follow me there. I just started there, but I'm going to be posting and doing a lot of live streams there as well. And, private conversations with the family. So that's why I need everybody to go to fanbase.app and make sure y'all hit me up and subscribe. All Viral Access Media, all together, no spaces, on fanbase.isapp. You said, You said Sugar Free. Sugar Free is that dude. Oh, the dude Cocaine from L.A. One legendary rappers who was with you know, did songs with Tupac, did songs with, if I'm not mistaken, I think Big, but Tupac's with Tupac, Snoop, a lot of them. So I will be having redoing that interview at the end of this month because he's away doing some business. So the homie YB, who was checking into my show, who called in some weeks back, we already got that lined up for the end of the month, so expect that interview to go down. I'm asking some real great questions, and you know, about Tupac and so forth and so on. And this, he is connected with Sugar Free as well. So hopefully, I can get an interview with Sugar Free. Y'all know I fuck with Sugar Free, but let's get it, Sugar.
Did Sugar Free have the verse of the year?
Be in my shoes. The better time. Never mind. I want to get that whole verse, but Sugar Free killed that shit. Yo, Tyreek Nasheed is a fucking asshole, son. He is a nut. Yo, he did. Yo, I fucks with Dan Calloway. For those who didn't see the interview I did with Dan Calloway, it's on there, or you could just type in Dan Calloway or Viral Access Media. We did a interview. It was a great interview, a freestyle interview, unexpected interview. We did it 6 a.m, like unexpectedly. I was tired. I was fucking exhausted, and he wound up hitting me back. He was like, I could do it now, and we did that interview right off the top of the head. It was a real great interview, so look at, you know, if you want to see that interview I did with Dan Calloway, please get those views up on that. That should have been blown out the water, but okay, it's all right. But Tyreek and Dan Calloway have been taking shots at each other for a while, and you know how petty Tyreek Nasheed can be. I want to interview him too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna try my best to reach out to the homie and try to get an interview with Tyreek Nasheed. But he did Crispy, he did Roland Martin, bleep, and all that. And this is not a shot to Dan Calloway, because I fucks with him. You know what I mean? I like most of his information. So I'm objective. I'm in the middle, but I this is just funny. Sorry, but let's Tyreek, you asshole for that, for this one right here. Come on.
I did research and I found out that those letters replaced a P and a C. So what Frederick Douglass was really saying is that he was on a spaceship, not a slave ship, period. How are you going to refute these facts? That's unequivocal proof that Frederick Douglass was an extraterrestrial, period. And speaking of high-ranking Masons, I also talk about their influence and control of the music industry and how they manipulate R&B singers with witchcraft. All of that is in my new book entitled Anita Baker is a Werewolf. Now, how are you going to refute these facts? How? You can't refute these facts. Period.
Yo, he's an asshole, son.
And I found out that those letters replace a P and a C. So what Frederick Douglass was really saying is that he was on a spaceship, not a slave ship, period. How are you going to refute these facts? That's unequivocal proof that Frederick Douglass was an extraterrestrial, period. And speaking of high-ranking Masons, I also talk about their influence and control of the music industry and how they manipulate R&B singers with witchcraft. All of that is in my new book entitled Anita Baker is a Werewolf. Now, how are you going to refute these facts? How? You can't refute these facts. Period. I did research and I found out that those letters replace a P and a C.
That nigga is retarded, son. I'm telling you, he is a fucking trip. Period. Unequivocal. Yo, OMG. When I seen that, I fell out. But this is the interview that I did with Dan Calloway. And please, man, if y'all haven't seen it, go check it out and run them numbers up, please. It's a great, 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 great interview, man. Even my brother in North Carolina, my now older brother, because my older brother has passed, Miss You to Death Bug, a.k.a. Kid Fresh, Thomas Smith, Miss You to Death. I wish you was fucking here, big bro. But now my oldest brother, my other oldest brother, he hit me up. He's like, oh, shit. I was listening to Dan Calloway, and I was like, yo, that shit sound like my little brother. So that was dope that my brother, you know, just happened to run into me on interviewing with Dan Calloway. Please make sure y'all check out this interview. It's called Dan Calloway. Calloway talks slavery in reverse, the Pan-African theory, who are the real Native Americans. It was a real great interview. This was like seven in the morning. Okay, great interview. So check him out. Check this out. Please run them numbers up on that. It was I was almost kind of disappointed because of the views on there. But y'all know I got a lot of interviews with a lot of fucking people. Even in my playlist, it's still more people than I interview. So I got a nice catalog as well. So I really do. And it's going to get even better too. So, but at the end of the day, please make sure y'all check this out and run them numbers up on this. I would gladly appreciate it. This was a real good one too. It was a goodie. Shout out to Dan Calloway at the end of the day. And that's pretty much all I got to say on that. But Tariq Nasheed, he's fucking crazy, son. That dude is something else, man.
I get
words, so. Let me make sure I turn my mic. Oh, all right, cool. I thought, your interviews be on point. Thank you, Goddess Queen. Thank you, man. And, yeah, if y'all would like to see all the interviews I did, just go to my homepage and go to my playlist and go to the interviews. I did a lot of great fucking interviews, man, and it's some that I haven't put in that playlist. Like it's a lot. Can't count, man. But definitely check them out, man. You know, some great ones, man. And you'll be surprised who I interview too. Word. So let's keep it pushing. Shout out to my boy right here. Yo, if I get an interview with Sugar Free, and I have somebody who is in direct connection to him, nigga, I told you I'm gonna go get that wig, nigga. I'm gonna dress up like a player, nigga. I'm not playing, son. I'm gonna get on my pimp shit. I'm gonna get a fucking cup. I don't care if it's a coffee mug. I'm gonna get some rhinestones and some glue, and put that in glue rhinestones all around that shit, nigga. I'm gonna talk my shit. Fuck to the dat. You heard? Fuck that. Shout out to the homie. Sugar, motherfucking Free, goddamn. I don't care what y'all say. That dude be on point. I fucks with him. Brooklyn, the motherfucking Cali, for real. I wanted to say this too. Speaking of chicken.
How can we help you?
Yeah, we need that Jay Harlow meal. All
right, they need a Harlow meal. All right,
we need like three though.
Oh, three of them.
Three of them.
God damn.
Hold on. Mac. So I can literally post. I could put all my interviews on there. Like, even if the duration is an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter how long the interview is, so I could upload my interviews to Fanbase, like the whole fucking thing. Let me know, because I sure will, because I got a nice collage of some goddamn interviews, man. Like, I got you on a cup. I make those. I'm making them right, making them now. Yeah, make that shit Eve the Weave, goddamn it, for real. What? Make me one right now. Okay, Mac Lover. So, yeah, we're gonna be on it, man. You already know, man. You already know. So we already talked, and we got to, like I said before, I'm playing around with my LLC. I got a fucking LLC. I got an EIN. And Lord. But, yeah, I got this shit. And, yeah, we definitely going to chop it up on that Mac level because I definitely need your guidance on that as well. So we're going to chop it up, man. You know, but I'm enjoying myself tonight. So I'll be back in a couple of days, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? But we'll see. You said I can't teach you. All right, so I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to start doing that shit ASAP. Anybody want to call in? The number's right there. 319-527-6193, man. All right? 319-527-6193. And, yo, I got me some I'm gonna talk about this in a minute. I got me some this is sidebar. I got me some Texas Pete, right? Texas Pete is the best fucking hot sauce ever, okay? And hold on, I gotta sneeze. Ooh. Ooh, excuse me, I had to sneeze real quick. And I can't really eat, I'm trying not to eat too much fried food, but I'm gonna bake some big chicken and my baked chicken be off the motherfucking hook. And I'm gonna throw some of that Texas Pete on that shit. I love Texas Pete, man. Sidebar. All right, I just wanted to say that. But this dude here, right? Let me go to this quote. I think it's further up. I just wanna is it this? No. It's up here somewhere. I think no. Let's go down a little bit. I'd rather show it. I don't think I saved it. Well, it's a dude. There's something that came out about Jack Harlow. Because Jack Harlow said that, paraphrasing, that he loves black women. He always loved black women. So by him saying that, it went so viral. You understand what I'm saying? And somebody tweeted, was like, I love, so do I. I've been loved black women. What the fuck makes you so special? You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like when other people do it, it's like, it's a, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, it don't make no sense. But me personally, I know this is a career move. This is a business move, right? I remember that, that show he was doing, I forgot what show it was, and he was being carried by two bodyguards or two whoever, security or whatever, so his so he won't get his shoes dirty. He had to carry them over the dirt in the sand and shit like that. You know, some of us kind of took that shit like, all right, man, that's a little bit too much. And now, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and you know we love chicken, and you know, the appropriation of our culture. You know, I heard the song from him when he had on like some varsity jacket, and I'm listening to the lyrics and stuff like that. I mean, the lyrics sounds good. It does. I'm on front. I don't listen to his music. It was something that came up as I forgot what website. I think on Smash or Smash.com, something like that, where they had a picture of him in blackface. And people was not even knowing it. So I thought it was a video with him in blackface. I'm like, shit, where I've been? I must have been under a rock. So I just looked and tried to look up the same video because I don't know his music. I don't know his songs. I heard of him, but I never really heard his music. So I try to put up Jack Harlow and look at videos that had that varsity jacket. But that video, he didn't have blackface. But as I listened to the whole song, I forgot the name of it. But it's a good song. The lyrics is pretty good. But it's like, it's the appropriation of it, you know. I think we are, it's nothing wrong. Our shit is universal. You know, we are a loving, wide open people. We are welcoming. We're not that welcoming to our own self, but we are, you know, we are welcoming people. You know what I mean? You could just say something black and be like, oh, white chocolate, yo, you down with us now, you know? But if something happened, you know, they'll play their own card. You know, that black card, they're going to throw that shit to the side. No, this is just entertainment. So, I don't know. I kind of feel a little iffy about this. I try not to yoga stress shit or look at things to try to make it more than what it is. But I don't know. That kind of, you know, my first instinct kind of rubbed me the wrong way because you're already appropriating the culture. We can't even get into rock and roll. They stole that. Jazz, we can't even get back into that. They stole that. Country, oh, my God, they will go crazy. So it's like, you know, so that's, even though, let's not get it twisted. White people eat chicken too. They eat fried chicken as well. We're not going to get it. We ain't going to twist it up. It's just something symbolic to us, or not symbolic, but what they put on us. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't, how y'all feel about that? I would really like to know what's your thoughts on that. That's how y'all feel about that. Let me look in the chat. I'm done with these chicken places. Where the bodyguard? Yeah, yes, the bodyguards was black. Well, do anybody have any thoughts on that? I would like to see, you know y'all know what's your thoughts. The number is 319-527-6193. I would definitely like to know y'all thoughts on that. I kind of feel just slightly awkward about that. You know what I mean? Slightly. It's a business move, but, you know, so like this person says, it's a sick marketing strategy. Cool, but could it have been asparagus or something? Could it have been Whole Foods? You know what I mean? You went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, right? Overreacting, right? I guess so. I doubt it, but what was... Oh yeah, the WAC 100 and Jay Prince. This was crazy too. I forgot all about this. I meant to do something on it, but everybody did it. So I'm like, shit. What's the difference of me doing it?
This dude, Rap Officer Rap 100. You know what I mean? A lot of interference came into place with Officer Rap 100 because what he done. You know what I mean? And this has to be talked about because we're on $1 million worth of game. And I got to get a game to the youth because I don't want them getting caught in no crosses where this Officer Rat 100 is concerned because he's a live rat. You know what I mean? And he is the truth of what he done. You know, even though he tried to deceive and put, you know, our text messages, you know, in a form where he's talking about apples, he wanted to switch the game up and say we're talking about oranges. But you know, I got proof, and I'm going to show y'all the real text message that he didn't want people to see. But what this brother, you know what I mean, that called himself real, attempted to do and play, you know, with this dude.
Yeah, well, we know, you know, we kind of pretty much know what's going on, but this dude is really going to get, like, I ain't going to say no names, but I spoke to some real, you know, real niggas out there in Cali, like some niggas who got a lot of fucking pull, who's really nothing to be fucked with, okay? And I would say no names, but Back 100, his days already been numbered. It's already been numbered. And let me just say allegedly, but I heard it from horse's mouth. But that man days is numbered. And I don't feel sorry for him because he wake up. This dude wake up on some bullshit. This nigga wake up creating bullshit. That's why I'm saying he got to be with the feds or something. He has to be
a fed.
Go ahead.
Hip-hop culture is just a blazer trail. And when I see one, you know, trying to shit on Tupac, trying to shit on Nipsey, trying to shit on, you know, homie Big
right.
U.
Right, Mega. Absolutely.
Master P, a good nigga, real niggas. So Meek Mill, you know, I see a nigga get on a podcast and with another rat and go off on 21 Savage. Like, oh, this nigga got diarrhea at the mouth. He like full of shit, right? He the type of nigga that will shit in the bed and blame it on the baby. You know what I mean? Imagine that. Some people get lost along the way. know what I mean? They get lost on the way, and they roll off a cliff. You know what I mean? Officer Rat 100. You know? I don't like to calm down and let y'all talk, but I hope that people feel me, because I ain't the type of nigga. I don't believe in using rat. And some niggas call him punk. I remember calling him nigga sissy. He like a sissy to me. You know what I mean? He's a sissified nigga to me. And I can say a whole lot of other things, but we own $1 billion worth of gang, right? But just for the record, I want all that smoke that one is talking.
See, and that's the thing, right? I like that shit. And if you shit in the bed, you just have to shit in the bed and blame it on the baby. And you know, Drake, he's my little man, you know. And pigs are dirty, you know. What do you say? How you say that shit? I used to have that shit sold down pack, really sad, but if you wrestle with a pig in the pig pen, you get dirty, some shit, and hogs get slaughtered, and he's something. I fuck with him, man. I fuck with Jay Prince. I used to have that shit down pack. I fucked up. I do it so long, but shout out to Jay Prince. But this, here's the thing though, and it just came to my mind just now. You know when motherfuckers throw that bait out there? But he caught the bait. But I feel that a man who stand on so much principles as a general, as a man, an alpha male who stands 10 toes down, regardless if he's trying to bait you in, certain allegations and certain things you want to have to say something about. So what, or confront that. So the people out there in the internet land and social media won't take this for a lie, because the more lies can turn into the truth. You know what I'm saying? If more lies that's uncontested turns into the truth, it can be mistaken for truth. So at the end of the day, I respect Jay Prince for saying and standing up and saying what he's saying, but I also probably think that's what chess move that's Rack 100 is playing, because he know what he's doing is going to have some repercussions behind it. Okay? You're going to have repercussions behind it. And I also heard some shit about, and let me say allegedly, that, he's talking about Big U, but he is the main one. And I heard, and as far as the Big U thing with the police, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. That could be done for another day. That could be done for another day. And again, I had some nice long talks I had some good talks, you know, with some people who know him personally and shit like that. So, and it made a lot of sense, but Wack, he needs to watch out. And he is the one that's fucking with them boys. That grid program is totally different. A lot of people's on that grid program. So that's a whole nother day, a whole nother time. And I will get more information on that and ask for that permission to disclose that information the right way. All right. But until then, I'm not going to dig into that bag. But I would say what he's doing, he knows the feds is watching. So if anything will happen, it's going to leave a digital trail to those who he may have a conflict with. That digital trail is these goddamn social media videos. So when you respond, it doesn't matter if you take it down within seconds. The feds got it. It's already downloaded. It's in their pile of information. It's in their database. Wack 100 is a cancer. It's cancerous. He is a tumor. That dude is really a senior citizen acting like a fucking child. He knows exactly what he's doing. How can you set yourself up for failure? You already got money, right? You living pretty good. You have a family to take care of. You have a wife. You have children. What the fuck is you doing, family? Yeah, he was on a Dub C and CJ Mack podcast. Rack and go beat the shit out of him, like he said. Right, absolutely. I watched some of it. Shout out to Dub C, man. Everybody got a podcast now. You know what I mean? So that's why you got to be definitely different and unique with your shit. Peace, everybody. Fire Team, SUG Money. If anybody want to show love to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Please hit that like as well. But he's definitely going to get himself killed. And it's already over. He done made his bed. Like his plot is already paid for because of the shit that he's doing. So he already made his plot, okay? Because niggas is on his head, okay? Oh yeah, let me take two of these calls then. I'm gonna go to area code 916 to 857. All right, area code 916. What's good, family? Talk to me. Area code 916. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to get in. Listen, don't eat that chicken, y'all. Don't do it.
Right, right.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-mm. No, sir. Not at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's definitely tempting. You know, people is definitely going to try it, and that's crazy. Watch tomorrow.
I know, that's the thing, though. I mean, and they know this. And the target is so big. Of course, chicken, of course. Take home on it.
For real.
It's literally $15 for 2 pounds of chicken wings. So you guys just going to give it away? Yeah, every other manufacturer has raised the prices and shrunk the sizes. But Popeye's got chicken for days.
For real?
No, sir. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I
no,
feel
sir.
You. Anything else, sweetie?
Y'all, just please stay woke, because it's about to get much worse pretty damn quick. And when they started accepting EBT at Kentucky Fried Chicken, everybody should have got a kind of
flat up. Wait, hold on. You said Kentucky Fried Chicken is taking EBT?
Absolutely.
Wait, the cash or the food stamp? Nigga, why you want to know? Nigga, I think I got like $7 more on my motherfucking EBT. Let me stop.
Listen, I'm telling you, this came out last month.
Oh, shit.
This came out last month, and I'm like, shut the front door.
Oh, that's crazy.
But
I didn't know that.
Yes, KFC accepts EBT. Okay. I think it had something to do with some of the food shortages that were going on. This is their story anyway, because of some of the food shortages and some of the school lunch programs weren't able to fulfill their obligations. So they started issuing EBT to the kids as well as the parents.
Wow.
And so there's all this excess that's happening with EBT. So bright idea, Kentucky Fried Chicken said, oh, well, shit, let's get some of that. And they started accepting EBT.
Wow.
Yeah, this started, I believe it was last month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all be easy out there. Y'all be easy eating that stuff. Because it's like, because if you look at all the stores and restaurants that supply chicken, there's no shortage. They never run out. So they have to be using this lab shit, 3D printing, and you know what I'm saying? So...
Did you see the Chinese people made lettuce out of liquid?
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing that. Oh, absolutely.
Do you know the chicken, the beef, all of that has been manufactured? So... what they do is combine a little of the actual animal to mask the manufacturing of whatever that process is. But it's just nothing is what it used to be. Just know that. And right. Just, you know, if you can, cook at home. I mean, that's the best thing you're going to be able to do for yourself, even though that is affected as well. Okay, so, yeah.
Shit, I'm about to take a shot of my black seed oil right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's about to get real rough.
And the chopped meat, it's all the ground beef that be in the stores and it be all pink. They said that they put... the pink paste
slime.
That they put.
The pink slime.
Yeah, man.
To
make
it
look fresh. And then make it red. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, and
McDonald's meat manufacturers in Japan have been exposed a long time ago about getting the returned expired meat and mixing it with the fresh new meat and sending it back out. So keep your babies off them fast food places. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not right.
Listen, the best place, y'all, because Black Cherry made a point, even when you cook at home, you still have to buy food from the store. Great point. But,
exactly.
But I would like to say, however, not but, because that's a great point. However, I used to do this a lot, and I slowed down a whole lot. And I mean by going to the live poultry place. Look at the chicken, pick the chicken, weigh the chicken, and get the, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to hear them yelling and scream and shit, but hey, you're going to have some fresh-ass fucking food. So get that.
Absolutely.
And I think that'll be your best bet, man. Word up. Shout out to the poultry place on Bloomfield Avenue in New Jersey. Live poultry spot. I used to hit that shit up all the time. So shout out to them. Shout out to Jersey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys, stay woke, stay alert. Just stay in touch with your loved ones, please. Because when they do this blackout thing, it's going to be all bad. So thank you for taking my call, you guys. Please stay safe.
Thank you, sweetie, and thank you for calling, love.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Peace. She sounded all nice and sweet and stuff. Go ahead, Cougar. Area code 857 was goody.
Hi, Mike Lowry.
OMG. I knew a headache was coming, and I felt it. What'd you want, Lola?
You had headaches? Oh, that sucks. Never had a headache, but don't tell nobody.
I have a headache right now. I have a slight headache.
Oh, that sucks. You know, I never had a headache in my life, but don't tell nobody.
The headaches are scared of you. I believe it. Thank you, James.
Well, I just want to make a public apology to, because you know how I aired out Crazy Tim?
Oh, he's back in your life.
I'm over his house right now. He got a pool.
Because I got a fucking pool?
No. Language.
That's
no,
that's
I have
okay
to admit. Okay, ladies, I got to admit, us ladies, we be dogging these dudes out and like, they're crazy, don't ever come in my life. And then here I go, over his house with my bathing suit on, ready to go to the pool. I'm seasoning food, though.
Yo, Tim, get on the phone, bro.
He's right here.
Yeah, hello?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, bro, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Listen, man, the only thing I need to tell you is watch your food. Like, you make sure you prepare the seasonings. Hey, baby, you want something to drink? I'll be right back. Like, no, bitch, I'm coming with you.
I'm drinking a drink right now that I made. I'm drinking a drink right now, and I'm seasoning meat. Listen to the you hear? That's the black peppercorn.
Look,
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried. God protect me. I've been through enough. I'm good.
No, us women, I have to admit,
I
like,
have a strong stomach,
and stuff. But yeah, maybe I took it a little further by like dogging him out like that because he truly does love me, and he will provide and take care of me.
And
he
will provide.
He acts a little jealous and stuff, and I don't like that.
Listen,
what suggestions do you give, Mike Lowry?
My suggestions to you is to
go. Listen to Young Dolph's whole album.
Shut up. Nah, I just think, you know, everybody needs to reevaluate yourself and take accountability for the things that you do. And that goes for me, that goes for him, that goes for you, that goes for anybody. If you want shit
That's
to change,
I'm
you,
I'm
you know, hold on, you have to be quiet though, that too. Women have to listen and don't be so fast to talk. So you have to marinate that shit. You have to process information that you're looking for. So the only person that's in your way is yourself. So you have to look at the things that you are doing, because if I'm pretty sure that both of y'all have complaints on the dudes, the dislikes that you have for one another. And it may be those complaints, if those get worked on and y'all compromise and put that shit to the side and move forward, then things could be better. But if nothing is being worked on from both of y'all, then evidently is something else that's keeping y'all together. It's the sex, it's the time, and things of that nature. The only thing I do is just look at yourself, work on yourself, man, and y'all work on yourself together. That's the only thing I could tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? And transparency, you know what I'm saying? Being truthful, don't have to lie and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because once a liar, a person is going to always think you're doing something wrong when you're not in their presence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Vice versa. So, just try to work it out. And another thing, don't put people business out there. You know, you put that
people
man business
out there.
There
all the time. That's the only reason I was getting mad.
I don't know that. Because the only thing
I'm
saying
is, you're not out here. He's like, I told you what happened. We got pinched. I got pinched the other day because he did it. But that's neither here nor there. That's water under the bridge.
Right, that's none of our business. That's not for the public to know about.
Yeah, but no.
Here's the thing that sometimes people be having, especially women, is like you find something to disagree with or to answer. Like all the stuff that I just said, it went over your head.
No, it did not go over my head, Mike Lowry. I'm very in tune to exactly everything you said. So you're not in my head to even actually factually say that. I heard everything you said. It didn't go over my head. I took it in, and you're saying, well, that's none of our business. But what I'm saying is when I called the other day, he was in the chat talking shit with the rest of the chat because you know the chat don't like me. He entertained and put my business out there too. And again, it didn't go over my head. It's a twofer. He does this, I do that. He does this, I do that. I don't want you to, because I know you as a man probably have been through your issues and stuff with women, because I heard you're not supposed to call them females. With women, that's what they say now. You can't call them females because it could be a female dog, a female cat. So with women, when I called the other day, Mike Lowry, you kind of summed it up when you said, oh, she must got good put, like good pee. And my thing is, I called on some, I'm feeling threatened, and you summed it up to, what if she got that good pee? Now, if I end up dead in a box, in a casket, and you find out that Lola done passed away and got murdered by a crazy dude, what are you going to say? Well, she did have, well, I heard she must have had good pee. Like, you kind of negated the fact that when the other women called in, you kind of, like, was more... Like listening to them, but with me, it was on some, oh, she crazy and she probably just got good pussy. No, if he ends up killing her, then okay, well, she called us and tried to warn us, but if she ends up dead in the streets, as many women have been doing, you kind of laughed it off.
No, I didn't laugh it off at all. But
I listened to it. Yes, you did.
Right. But listen, at the end of the day, it should be taken seriously. When you saying that, and you said that, this is like your third time saying it. So what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, if you feel that way, if you possibly feel that way, you just put yourself back in a position to where that's possible of happening. There's nobody's fault.
I did.
All right. So it's nobody's fault but yours.
Exactly. I'm not blaming nobody else. I'm just saying that I was calling to make a public apology because I did dog him out. And then I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm sitting here seasoning meat, ready to go in the pool over his house. And us women, we do that all the time. It's like we know we're in a toxic relationship, and we still stick around because, you know what? I'm from the sandbox days, and I love my brothers, and I love my black dudes. So it's like, he's a good guy. He's a little jealous, and there's certain things with him, but it's you know, we could work on it. All right.
I'm going to end it with this. What do you do? Because all I hear is him. What do you do? All y'all do is point fingers and don't take accountability. I would say some.
No, I'm a savage. Okay. Like I said, I grew up with nothing but brothers. So I'm very girly, but I'm a tomboy at the same time. So if anyone, not only him, if anyone says something or got something to say, it's easy to act like you're not going to say nothing back or do nothing back, but I defend myself, okay? My brother's in, one's dead, one's in jail. Let me clarify this. Let me clarify this also. When y'all said call your brothers, one of my brothers is dead and one of my brothers is in jail. One of my brothers lives in Illinois and the other one lives in the out of town state. So all that whole call your brothers, y'all played me the other day. Call your brothers.
Listen. Listen. Tim, can you hear me, brother?
Yeah. What's up?
I feel sorry for you, brother. That's all I can tell you.
Well, feel sorry for yourself, Mike Lowry, because you're not the perfect person either. And all this whole time,
I never feel sorry for yourself, Mike. See, the weirdo. They go the weirdo. See, I take accountability for my shit and what I went through. You know what I mean? And you know, I'm not gonna go deep in my personal shit. Y'all know it enough. I'm good. So at the end of the day, it's all good, YouTube watcher. Yeah, it's all good. But see, she's been watching me for a long time, and she's part of the family. She's just one of the crazy ones that one of the black sheeps of the family that never go get the help that she needs. You know what I'm saying? So you see how she just switched and put it on me. You know, don't call and ask for information, and then when I speak upon it, you flipping on me. So that's why I say, Tim, definitely, I feel sorry for him. I hope everything works out for the dude. But he got a lot on his hands. So, all right. So, thank you, what's his name? Hold on. I think that was Fire Chief. Thank you for your donation to the platform. I appreciate it as well. Good luck. I'm gonna conclude in a minute, but look at this. This is some shit that a lot of our little young ones need to look at. Here we go.
We're talking about gun violence, right? It's easy to pick up that phone when they call collect. It's easy to say free the rail, you a real nigga. It's easy to send money, send letters to make a visit. That's taking a step further. Your man died because of gun violence, holding the block down. It's easy to say long live and rest in peace. It's easy to carry a casket. It's easy to cry. It's easy to feel sad. What if your man don't go to jail? What if your man don't die? What if your man become a paraplegic? Is it easy for you to go over to your man crib and wash his ass? Because he a real one? Because he held the block down? Because he a demon? Is it easy to wipe his pants away because he can't move no more? Is it easy to scratch your man's back? Is it easy to feed him? Is it easy to pamper your man? What if your man don't die or go to jail? We're talking about gun violence, right? It's easy to pick up that phone when they call collect. It's easy to say free to work.
Yeah, when I seen that, man, that's real shit. Everybody, your man, when you go to jail, you them letters slow down, them visits stop. Niggas ain't, you know, going to your moms like, hey, my, yeah, this is for your son. This is for my man. Make sure you put this on his commentary, this, that, and the third. Or if they end up as a paraplegic, do they come around? Do they wash him up? You know what I'm saying? Do they make sure he all right? Do they go take him to his appointments for therapy, physical therapy, to start walking again or get mentally back together again, or to start all over from walking and talking again? Like, that's some deep-rooted shit. That's some real shit that a lot of us don't pay attention to. So certain things like this, man, this should need to be worldwide spread. Like this should be every music video, every rap video that ever comes on TV should have that video played at the end. It really should. It really, really should, to wake motherfuckers up, you know? Yeah, so that shit right there is real, 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 real deep. And let me see. And here's the thing, because the streets always teach our children, even when you got two parents in the household. Shout out to Kevin Samuels for this one. Oh, shit, that whole time I was talking, it was on mute. This is what I meant to say about this right here, my bad. This is real deep, but I was saying that every rap song that comes out, rap video and shit like this, this video needs to be played at every fucking end of the video. Every end of the video. Now, when, you know, you hanging out with your dudes and y'all gang, 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 and all that shit, right? Spin the block on the ops, this, that, and the third, this, and the third, right? When niggas get locked up, the visiting slow down, the commissary, the money for commissary slows down. Niggas don't come visit you. Niggas don't go to your mom's or your wifey crib and drop off some money to put on the nigga commissary. Niggas ain't answering their phone. Their phone is off. They change their number when niggas calling from up top or behind the walls, this, that, and the third. Niggas trying to holler at you at wifey, this, that, and the third, or all of those things. But when a nigga gets shot up, right? Y'all was all together, hanging together and all that shit to one of them niggas get shot up like that. So now he's a paraplegic. He's trying to walk again. Are you going to take him to physical therapy? Are you going to wipe his ass? Are you going to go take him to his physical therapy appointments? You know what I mean? Are you going to massage his arms and shoulders and shit like that to help him get back physically and mentally sound, back to normal? All that shit is all good until shit like this happens. And then your own people's abandon you. They feel embarrassed to even have you around them. See the weird shit? Everything is gang gang until your ass is in and up just like that. And respectfully to this man who's going through that. But these are examples. You know what I'm saying? You see the videos, niggas is gang gang with the guns and shit like that. You know what I mean? Niggas got the guns out, shoot them up, bang, 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 triple OG, triple OG, triple O, motherfucker G. But when shit happened, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't there. You know what I mean? So it's like this video should be played after every fucking gangster video. Especially drill shit. It's crazy out here in these motherfucking streets. And I was saying about this, shout out to Kevin Samuels and rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. This is crazy as well, too. This is another reason how the influence of the streets is. And the power of social media, the power of reality TV, the power of everybody having an opinion and steering the direction of the mindset or the narrative on everything. Even if you have two parents in a household and you're being raised right, this is what can happen.
Guys, when I tell them, you know, that I'm a surgical technician for right now, and I still want to like do more stuff and go back to school.
Where's your father?
He's in the medical field. He's
your mother and your father?
Yeah, I was raised with both of them.
You don't involve your father in your romantic life?
I tried to, but he's so like, he's more high demanding than me. Like,
exactly, you know? Because he knows what's out here. You need to listen to him instead of guys you don't know on Instagram.
Ooh, okay.
You don't know me.
I don't, but I think
you have a father. Listen to your father. Do you think he loves you? Did he put a roof over your head?
Yes.
Boom your stomach?
Yes.
Make sure you got out of high school, right?
Yep.
You got any babies?
Nope.
Good. You sound like you did a damn job. Respect. Stop worried about a high value man. Go get a regular guy like your dad. Sound like that's what you need so I can do this job. Come on.
This is why a lot of black women hated him. Amongst other things, he said it harsh. Y'all hold on for 1 second. Anywho. OMG. Give me 1 second, y'all.